The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. That man is Brett Vesley, comma. The producer is called Big Dick Toledo. There you go. That's the show. Lined it up right there. It's a beautiful thing. It's wet and weird outside again. And then this should be the end of it. Spring training. People flew out for spring training. This must stink this year.
Got hosed.
Every week you get a couple of days where you got to sit and either be frozen or soaked. So sorry about that, Canadians. I guess you should probably just go home early, clear our golf courses for when the weather gets nice next week. What do you say? Besides that, who needs spring training this year? Brett and I have been talking about that World Baseball Classic. I was texting last night with Doug Hopkins, who was watching it as well. If you're an American.
Damn right.
God damn right. Lost to them Japs last night. God damn it. They got us finally after World War II. They finally got their revenge. Japan beat the U.S. of A. in the World Baseball Classic, which better than any Olympic event I've watched in years, maybe since, I don't know, it's been awesome. That, it was just flat out awesome. And baseball needs that kind of stuff. And if you ask me, they did a crap job of pushing it. Because even asking you, and you and I were last night texting back and forth, Brett, about like, I'm like, are you watching this?
Yeah.
You're like, what channel is it on?
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
No one ever goes to Fox Sports 1 for anything. You forget. Oh, so good.
I started checking all the regular channels. I'm like, well, it's World Baseball Classic. Yeah. It's got to be on. Somebody's got to be broadcasting it.
No.
Way up on the sidebands.
It was 203,000 channels later. But yeah, I couldn't get enough of it. And then it ended like a movie. With the teammates. It was Jack Parkman and what's his name?
Ricky Vaughn.
Yeah. It was Major League at the end. You had Shohei Ohtani, California, Anaheim Angel, against Mike Trout, also an Angel, when the regular games are going on, pitching for their country of Japan and hitting for the country of the United States.
Best friends and then battle
yeah,
to death.
Yeah, it was that. You got to face off against your... It's Creed 3. They used to be best friends. Now they're enemies. And who knows what's going to happen. And you watched that dude just bow up and say, here's my best stuff. See what you got. There were no tricks. There was nothing, slippery about the way he was pitching. It was straight heat right in. And let's see if you can hit it. And he couldn't. And Japan won it 3-2 in one of the best baseball games I've watched in years. My stomach was spinning. I wanted to stand up.
Yeah.
I there was so much excitement, and it was because you're rooting for your country, and there's a lot of that. And it's the same reason we pay attention to everybody thinks that the world likes women's soccer, and we don't. But what we do like is when the United States wins stuff, as evidenced by the fact that when our team in curling was doing well in the Olympics, the ratings for curling were through the moon. Doesn't mean we like the sport so much. It just means that when our nation is dominating or about to or even underdogging our way through something, we'll watch. So, you know, national pride on the line, all that stuff. Man, oh, man.
Oh, I went to the game here when Lance Lynn started for him, and it was all about the pride. They were just, everybody was screaming, USA, USA. Oh. So, I mean, there was definitely some pride with it.
Right. We love it. It's awesome.
You're right. It has, it doesn't have the flair of even the World Cup in soccer.
Right.
As far as the coverage, just because I guess it's.
Well, it's not that big. It's not even close to that. But, I mean, like, World Cup soccer is a world event.
Where was the final game? Where was it played last?
Miami.
In Miami.
Yeah. So they've had games here in Japan. They had them here. They had them in Florida. They were, you know, bouncing around. But, I mean, it was magnificent sport. If you like sports, it was edge of your seat stuff. I mean, the United States standing there. And basically, if you'd have told me, like, look, it's 3-2, ninth inning, who do you want to hit?
Oh, yeah.
Give me Mike Trout.
You couldn't write a better story.
And who do you want to pitch?
Who do you want to pitch if you're Japan? Well, give me Shohei Ohtani. And it just lined up to be two outs, ninth inning. You know, it's everything you do in your backyard. Like two outs, ninth inning. Holmberg steps to the plate against the world's best pitcher, and let's see what he's got. And it was just pure gas. It was awesome. And the United States lost, and I was like, that was still exhilarating. Best sport I've watched in a long time as far as, like, competition, something on the line. That World Baseball Classic has it. And it did it 6 years ago when they did it last time. It was as exciting then, and they've got to make something out of this, because if baseball can't capitalize on this, because everybody hates baseball now. It's boring. They're changing all the rules. You know, they've got this pitch clock now. You're not allowed to do this. The shift is out, which is good. But they're trying to change all the rules to make all these young people like baseball, and it's not going to do anything. Young people aren't going to go flock to baseball just because the pitchers have 15 seconds to get rid of a pitch. It's not going to change anything. You need something riding on it. You need like something big riding on it. And the international play, that's the way to go. And that's where soccer's got that World Cup thing is such a big deal. It's because international play gets people all fired up. That's why it's tribal. Soccer is a game. I don't even think Europeans like it that much. They like the tribal aspect of even when their teams are playing. When you get, you know,
it's the event.
England
that's going
versus
on in that
Scotland,
town.
Or yeah, it's just it's but it's religion.
Yeah,
I mean, these guys get crazy about it. It's football in the United States on steroids for the crowd. They can't. It's a party nonstop. It's great. So they got to figure something out. Baseball could cure itself with things that happen there, and you want to bring young people into the game to start liking it and watching it. That's what you throw
out.
Show
them that game.
Show them the All-Stars giving a damn. That's what it was.
It's
incredible.
Tough. They show that Little League World Series, you know, and it's fantastic.
Love it.
But it's when people want to get into it, parents realize, oh, it's pretty expensive.
Oh, well, if that's a problem.
Those travel teams.
Yeah. But, I mean,
they get much.
But Little League isn't a travel team. That's the crazy thing about Little League. Little League's
they
for the broke
dicks. They come from the local. They bring Little it out of the city, right?
Right. Little League is basically the broke dick version of
it. They just have to raise money for the one trip.
Yeah, they can do that. Yeah. Some rich person in the neighborhood usually just funds the whole thing. But yeah, Little League is the cheap, cruddy version of kids'
but
baseball.
But they have a ton of travel tournaments on those.
But the travel tournaments don't get televised, and they're never international play. And if they are, no one knows about it. The Little League World Series is legendary, and that's fun to watch. Yeah, you put USA on anything, and we start going, all right, what do we got here? First off, Americans ask, do we have a chance? I won't be interested if we. I'm not going to just root for the United States and have them come in seventh. That's not what we do. We have to be, you know, it's always a. That's why men's soccer won't take here. We don't compete. Nobody cares about the game. They just want the United States men's team to go through the moon and do something. And we already know going in that they're never going to be as good as Europe. They're
most of the soccer stars that the kids, you know, that are playing in this soccer are all European.
Yeah, because they're the good ones. Well, it's the difference between the NBA and the WNBA. European soccer has like a 90-year head start on American soccer. So they're always going to be leaps and bounds ahead of us because they've got a training system put in place that makes sense and all that. Soccer's been popular here for 30 years. And they've just
popular.
As far as like kids
in
playing,
the league,
yeah, the last three generations are the ones who have brought it up. So they're two generations away from having a feeder unit that just keeps throwing good soccer players out.
But do you think that, you know, like in Europe, you talk about soccer being so big, or football, or whatever you want to call it. You know, that's what they have over there. They don't have like the NFL.
Nope.
And things like that to, you know, draw their attention away from, you know, the main sport.
Right. Because they don't
care
about it.
That is their NFL.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And if you tried.
Here, we got so many choices.
Whenever they do European football Although Mike Tomlin did talk about something the other day where he's like, you got to look this up. It's called A7, where it's basically a football league. They've decided to run full football, no pads. And it's a pro league. And Tomlin's like, I'm going to buy a franchise. Like, this is awesome. And it's just dudes padless playing hard-nosed football. And they're just going at it. And it's like that kind of thing. There's nothing Europe can put together for NFL-style football and then compete with us. Like, if you imagine, like, England put an American football team together and said, all right, we're going to go play the Giants, they get trounced. And that's what our American soccer team's doing. We're going over there playing an established super league, and we're like, oh, we're the new kid on the block. You're going to get bounced out of there so fast.
Us in rugby, yeah. You know.
And I know everybody said, well, the girls' team did it. Well, United States girls' soccer started about the same time the rest of the world started girls' soccer. In fact, they had like 13 countries that just now allow women to play. Iran has to run around in like body suits and stuff. It's not the same. You have to have had something established for you. But man, that baseball yesterday. I'm still jazzed about it. I want more. It makes me want to go to spring training games. It makes me excited for the baseball season. And I haven't been excited about a baseball season in a long time. Is this A7?
Yeah.
This stuff is unreal. These dudes just wear the uniforms.
Just the jersey and the
pants. Now if they score here,
jersey
they're
and a
up
hat.
By one.
And they do and some.
He gets a ball at the hat. Robinson immediately pressured, thrown over the middle, caught. Tries to cut up field.
Dudes just have bandanas.
No helmets.
No helmets. No.
Yard line.
Just bandanas.
Miss 61, Jerron Sykes, an eligible receiver.
It's fun to watch, too. Watch
snap.
A little bit of
and
it.
Here comes automatic pressure.
It's basically
Robinson
7
will
on 7.
Bicycle. He'll get to the 30 and he'll embrace
and
it.
And these dudes play with no pads. I mean, not even like a thigh pad. Nothing.
I like this.
Not allowed. And you know what's great is that they're seeing that they don't have a lot of injuries because these guys aren't using their heads as weapons. Yeah, A7 Football League. And Tomlin kept saying, he told Ben Roethlisberger, he goes, man, we need to pool our money and buy a franchise. He goes, it's happening. Because this is awesome. And it is pretty neat to watch. You got to be insane, though.
Get that, yeah.
Because, I mean, you're not getting paid any money for this. But it's just they love the game. So they're playing. Oh, I love it. It's great. Good on them. Yeah, let's get your kids to playing baseball today so we can beat those Japanese. They're 3-time World Baseball Classic champs.
Who won last time?
It was 2017. I don't remember. Was it Mexico?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. But, yeah, because they skipped the COVID year. So I think it was 2017 was the last one. Anyway, it's awesome. So I'm still jazzed up about that, going bananas on that one. And then, I was up late last night. Who was it?
I think we won.
Did the United States win it in 17? Yeah. I don't remember that. So I'm all fired up. My schedule's all screwed up from being off last week and being up all night and sleeping in the daytime. So I was up late, and I'm watching the news, and it was a, late night, not CNN, but one of those overnight news channels. It wasn't a Newsmax or something like that. They did a story. And it just made me, I'm never going to sleep right until I know the end of this. You might have it. There's a video in some cruddy third world country where this monkey jumps into a window and steals a puppy. And he's got the puppy and people start filming like, ah, ha, ha, monkey have puppy. And they've got the video of this, he's sitting on a
running around with the puppy.
Yeah, and he realizes, oh, I'm being tailed. Like the monkey looks like, oh, I'm being watched. So he starts running rooftop to rooftop. They're like, ah, ha, ha. And the announcer's like, isn't it wonderfully funny? No one knows exactly what happened to the puppy. He ran off into the jungle with the puppy. He ate that puppy.
There's 11 of them.
There's no possible way that puppy's going to come back. And they made this cute, I thought, oh, this is adorable.
He's going to raise that puppy.
Yeah, that monkey just wanted a puppy. He sees little kids with puppies. Like, this is adorable. No, he just took it. He's going to eat it. It was food. Not a soul did a thing to stop it. Everybody broke their goddamn cameras out. And the third world mess that they're in, where, primates dive into your home and steal your pets. It's terrifying. I'm sitting there like, well, give me an upbeat ending to this, because I'm thinking they wouldn't show this if the puppy wasn't okay. Like, I thought for a second, like, maybe the monkey chucks the puppy at people, or he's up on this, like, second or third floor of these roofs. It was, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon stuff, where he's bouncing from roof to roof. They're like, look at that. I'm like, oh, this will be adorable. Because nobody shows a puppy story that ends, like, with the puppy was never found again.
That's how their happy endings on their videos end. You just don't know.
Yeah, that makes it, isn't it wonderful? The puppy was never seen again. Don't tell us that part. At least lie to me.
Later, onlookers found the puppy in the side of the road. He was just fine. Brought back to his home. Lie about it.
Just show another puppy. Like yeah, it's back
nobody's
home.
Nobody's going to know. There it is. Brett found it immediately. Look at this.
Yeah.
This dump of a country sitting on an awning. You realize, I got to get out of here. Starts flying around. Look at him. That puppy's on a ride of his life, rooftop to rooftop. Right about here is when the news guy goes. He turned a corner and darted off into the wilderness.
Yeah, I don't have that video. But
no one's real sure what happened to the puppy. And you see the dog's kind of like, what's going on? He's in the iron grip of that I don't know what that is. Is that a chimp? I don't know what that thing is.
Macaque monkey.
And it was a bigger than a macaque. That thing was huge. Oh, I don't want to know what this is.
More a
kidnapped dog. Don't show that news story and then tell me that the puppy's still missing. Lie to me. It's not like a human kid.
Give me a happy ending for
give
God's sake.
Give me a happy ending. Always give me a happy ending. You know how hard it was to jerk off after that? I was trying to get to sleep. Kept thinking, I wonder if that puppy's just if he's in the woods was, you know. I just watched a story two nights ago about a kid from the Congo who got his face ripped off by the chimps and stuff that were angry. And he's wrestling in upstate New York now. I know the puppy was probably in peril. Nobody stopped it.
That monkey saved that puppy from the restaurant it was in.
Or there was that. And that was maybe that's the heartfelt story. Is like, well, he was food, but it wasn't as horribly violent and graphic as it could have been. At least it was a natural death where, you know, his head just got pulled off by the ape and then they ate him. It wasn't the, you know, deep fried dog bits and got sold for $2 or whatever the hell their money is over there. I don't want to. You can't show that story of a puppy getting stolen by a monkey and then tell me it's not adorable at the end. That's Pixar gone haywire. So I just end up watching baseball highlights again, tried to forget about it, but I can't. Good find on that, by the way. I don't even know what you search. I guess monkey kidnaps puppy is probably about all you're going to get much, one video. That's all I was. I didn't want to watch it again, but they did it like it was okay. Oh, look at this. A little ape jumps up and steals a puppy. Unbeknownst to the puppy, that would be his last few moments.
Hitler in the morning announcing for you, or what?
Right. His last few moments on the planet. Of course, that's it. He's done.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. 98. KUPD.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
And they transitioned into some other story about how Arkansas won't let people who are transgender use the bathrooms anymore. Arkansas passed the law.
What?
Yeah, you can't use public restrooms if you're no more. You're going to wander around in a dress. We better not know. If I recognize you as a dude in a dress and you go into a woman's room, you're under arrest. It's a law now.
Wrong parts.
Right.
Damn right, them damn twinks out of here.
You got a dick and we can figure that out. You're not going into our little rock potties. That's for sure. So you better be one of those not-so-sure twinks, you know? The one I'm looking at going, I think that's a dude, but it went in the ladies' room, so I'm not going to say anything. But if you're one of those 6'7" giants that starts yelling at everybody, it's ma'am! And you wander into the ladies' room, you can get arrested.
Says you.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
But that's hard. I mean, that would be hard to catch in a way. I mean, you're 6 foot seven.
Like if you were
because
in a dress.
They're going into a stall. It's not like the guy in a dress is going.
But you know, if you were in a dress and wandered into the ladies' room, I'd be like, all right, I can get him. Like that isn't something that could if I saw you in a dress, you better go to the men's room. Me too. I'm not going to pass as a decent woman.
Yeah, because you could. What's preventing people to do that? You know, right. Pervs to just like put now, on a dress and
right.
Go.
Exactly. And that's their argument. It's like, well, now you've given an idea to the weirdos to just show up in a dress and hang out in the ladies' room. Which is what I don't think it's the trans people you've got to worry about. It's the, if you're, you know, it's the same thing now that they're saying we wore masks for so long. You've allowed people in masks to, like, be normal. And in Chicago, of all places, they're starting to use the mask as, like, a normal way to slip into a, like, a Walgreens or whatever and rob it. And they're saying they're seeing more masked robberies because we told everybody to wear a mask. And they're like, we got to get these masks out of society. This is, the bad guys will take advantage. If you start seeing no law to say, oh, we can slip into the bathroom and they're cool with it. But I don't think it's a big problem. I think we focus too much on things that aren't really an issue.
Yeah, how often is that going to happen?
Well, they said it's in the public schools. That's the one place they were most worried. But who's going into your public school?
They did it in Upper Arlington.
Oh, they did?
The bathrooms, they made them basically non-gender, basically both.
Oh, everybody can go in. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different completely because that's like saying we don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Screw you. This one is if you're a boy, I don't care if you're in a dress or not, you're going in here if we can tell. And if you're a girl and you want to dress as a boy, I don't think anybody really cares what the trans girls do. I think a girl dressed as a boy can go in anywhere they want. What they're really talking about is that the guy packing meat is wandering around.
It's a little different, but I think the parents are wigged out. They're like, wait a minute, so, you know, a high school boy can go in there with high school girls. That's going to be a bad combo.
Well, it isn't that.
And sharing the bathroom.
If he's in a dress. If he's identifying as a girl, right? A boy can't just go into a bathroom. They'd say something like that's. I don't know that that's illegal, but it is now in Arkansas. Like you and I can go to the ladies' room right now, and we'd be talked to by HR. Like if during business hours we're just wandering around, and I wander into the ladies' room with Jill, there's gonna be a problem. I could get fired for that.
All three stalls are taken in the men's.
Yeah, and I go in with the lady, and there's women in there. And there's gonna be a problem. Women don't want us in their bathroom, and rightfully so.
What's up, Joe?
So if I wear a dress and start, yeah, I mean, you're not going to go, hey, Joe, I'll just go pee with you. We're mid-sentence. I don't want to interrupt our flow of conversation. So I'll smell your urine, you smell mine. You know, there would be a problem. So that's why I'm kind of like in the middle on people who want to argue about it. I'm like, yeah, but if I went into the ladies' room, it would be a problem. Like, I'd probably lose my job if I was doing that. And then they'd tell me, you can't go in there anymore. I'm like, why not? Well, because you don't identify as a woman. All right, so I'll wear a dress so I can go in there with Jill. Now it's perversion. Now there's something different. So it's bad guy behavior is the thing. Trans people aren't the ones doing it. It's the loonies. And some of them are loonies. But they passed the law now. So I'd like to see that enforced. A cop going in there. All right, nutbag, get out of there. It's pretty funny to me because this is what we focus on. We got all the problems that you can imagine in the world. But one of the big ones is, that dude in a dress shouldn't be in that bathroom.
The one guy that says, yes, I relate to being a female this week.
Right. Well, even if it's forever, use the men's room if you've got a dangler. You're making people uncomfortable. Whatever happened to the idea that you make people uncomfortable? That you try to just at least read the room for a second and go, I can't go. I do it. Like when my office door's locked and I have to use a bathroom, I like the women's room better because Mark and Tim... And or not Tim, what's his name? But Paul. Those guys drop the most foul cabbage you can imagine
paint
out of their bodies.
Peeling off the walls.
Horrible. That bathroom is horrendous. And so there's no women here while we're here. Izzy, but I think she's got her own side, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't go in there.
She ruins the men's.
Does she? I don't go in there with women in the bathroom.
Moves it aside.
Right. Maybe she does just push her balls to the side. I don't know. That's how Beth has her own bathroom for that over at KE's. But, yeah, you read it. You don't go, well, it's my right to go in there. It's not. You want to make sure the people inside there are comfortable. I don't like going to the bathroom in the men's room when there's dudes in there. I don't want to stand next to you at a urinal. I'm not going to make conversation. I see, and I know you. I'm not going to stand next to Brett and have piss conversation.
How you doing, man?
I'll just wait.
Brett and I've had some of the best conversations.
I know. You two like to go to the bathroom together a lot.
We do.
You're like a couple of chicks.
I got a pee-pee. You want to come with?
But there's nothing worse than like the troughs like at the ball game and stuff like that. It's like, ugh.
I'm not going in there. I'll just clinch it up.
Yeah,
but bathroom etiquette is dead, and everybody's got their own like personal, this is for my rights. Shut up. You got a dick, and the ladies in the men in the ladies' room aren't comfortable with you. Don't make it your cause. Just recognize that the people in there don't want you in there.
It's funny, though, the other way around, too, because I've been at a bar before, and of course, you know, the line at the ladies' room is out the door.
Yeah.
And I'm walking in, and here comes some chick out of the bathroom. She goes, I wasn't waiting in that line.
Right.
I'm like, I don't blame you.
We don't care.
You
know? They can't do anything to us.
Right.
Like, if I'm standing there at the urinal peeing and some lady comes up and goes, I'm going to bang you now. I'm like, okay. I mean, we're not really good.
And brave of her to use the stall in
the bar bathroom.
Trust me, the women's stall in the bar is worse.
It's worse.
They're disgusting. Ladies, because they act like they can't touch anything, so they just drop it wherever it goes. And
I'm not flushing.
They're gross.
Yeah.
And there was a couch in there. God knows what's on that thing. But yeah, if a woman walked into a men's room, none of us, we can take them. That's why. We recognize it most of the time physically. If a girl comes in there and starts stirring up trouble, she's in her own world of hurt. We don't really care about if ladies use men's rooms. It's the big 6'5" dude who's got a beard and a pink dress that's wandering and they're going, I'm as my right as a woman. It's like, no, dude, you make people uncomfortable. This is a choice that 0.00000% of society's making. So you're going to make some folks uncomfortable. It's not our fault we're uncomfortable with a dude in the ladies' room. So don't make us pass laws. Just be decent enough to go, I still have a dick. I know I don't want it, but that's nobody else's issue. That's mine. Own your own issues is what I'm saying. I love my dick. I can't imagine wanting it gone. He and I have been best friends since I'm about 10. Prior to that, we were just acquaintances. He was there for a singular purpose. I didn't really understand his usefulness. Once 10, 11 happened, I'm like, oh, you and I are never going to part. Like, I knew it that like, I was born that way. So I don't know what it's like to not want your dick anymore or to be mad at it for being there. But if I had it and I was still mad at it, it doesn't mean I'm going to pretend it doesn't exist. I'm
just
not
like
going
another. It's just like Halloween at a bar.
Yeah.
Costumes. Dude, yeah. Not a big deal.
It's not a huge issue, but just recognize that if you're wandering around with a bloody knife and stuff, you might make people uncomfortable. I was dressed as the devil for the Night of the Living Dead thing, singing dead thing. And I went to get on an elevator at the apartment, and a lady was on there, and she saw me, and she goes, oh, my God. And I'm like, it's a Halloween thing. And she goes, and I'm like, I'm not going to ride with you. She was horrified by the costume. It took her by surprise. I'm like, I just read the elevator. It wasn't my ride at that point for Halloween. She was creeped out by it.
I had my pigtails at the urinal at the
You don't want that
loose,
right?
But that it wasn't a problem,
and it was funny, and it was Halloween. There's days for it. No, of course not. Because where were you again? At the urinal?
Yeah,
and you have a dick, and you were in the men's room. You were doing it right then, so of course nobody's going to have a problem. If you went to the ladies' room dressed up the way you were and peed and tried to be funny, it's still a problem. Even on Halloween, you're not going in just because you're dressed like a lady. You're not going to go in there and whip your dick out with your little beard and have people go, oh, I'm totally comfortable with this. It's not normal.
Even if I touched up my lipstick in the mirror before I left the bathroom?
No.
No, you're all right.
No, because you get it on your mustache and your beard. And you're not an Italian woman, so it doesn't make sense. We're passing laws. We got to pass laws. Stop it. Just stop it. Everybody needs to just knock it off. You got it. And that's the thing I said years ago. Instead of a picture of a man or a picture of a little thing in a dress, you put a picture of a dick and you put a picture of a vagina. And you don't include gender at all. You got which one of them you have. This room is for you.
Which is baffling for people to begin with. Like, wow. Now, if you have men in women's bathroom, you're bad.
You do. That is bad. What are you saying? Like men in a women's bathroom is good?
No, that facilities that already have it, they have to change it up. And they said, you know, have a men and women. That's bad to do. You should have two
bathrooms?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard that. I know that they go a lot of the ones where you can walk in and then pick a side or, you know, each person can use the room. But there's a lock on the door.
But that's what the issue was with a high school in Arlington.
Oh, so they didn't want men in women's bathrooms? Yep. I think that's just the school going, I don't want the hassle. So just lock up everything and make them individual stalls, which I'm fine with also. It just costs money. It's just stupid. You got a dick, you go in this one. You got a innie or an outie. And that's what it's saying. I don't know, innie or outie. And then some women would be like, mine's kind of an outie now. I did some damage in high school. Not a flopper. That's different than an outie or an innie. Anyway, whatever you're carrying, you know where you're supposed to go. Everybody knows where they're supposed to go. You're just stirring it up by being the dick in the ladies' room. But Sandra Huckabee's like, what's her name? Huckabee.
Sarah Huckabee.
Sarah Huckabee. She's all standing up on it. This is great. We'll show those trans. I'm like, I don't think they're the problem. But you got a dick going the men's room. I don't want to hear from you.
That's not how it is. This is a society that's been.
Shut up. You have a dick going the men's room. That's all I'm saying. Dress up however you want to dress up. Identify however you want to identify. Don't deny the fact that you got to stand to pee. Or you can stand to pee. And you've got a dangler. And you get erections. There's the bigger. If you get male erections, you use the men's room. That's it. I always wonder that about people who identify as the opposite sex.
Does that go away with the hormonal treatment?
I don't know. But if they're not taking the hormonal treatment, do they still whack it?
That's what I'm wondering, if it takes that away.
No, it makes them impotent? I don't think so.
Not impotent, but...
Trans, give us a call right now.
Yeah.
Blood's not flowing down there.
Oh, erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you still get wood. I mean, you wouldn't want to take away your entire ability to function. But I mean, while you're identifying as a woman and you're stroking your wang, isn't it confusing?
Dang.
You'd think that would mess your brain up a little bit. Anyway, these are questions I'll never have to worry about because I have had a love affair with my penis for 40 years now.
The shame that you had as a kid is still with you as an adult because you're changing out. You're still crying and masturbating.
Beating off? I'm crying because it's over. I know it's going to be...
The religious guilt.
It's going to be at least 5 to 10 hours before I can do that again. Oh, dang it. I love it. I love my pee-pee. I'm proud of my pee-pee. I would never want it gone. I can't imagine that. Waking up going, well, you and I are parting ways soon, second I get enough money. Nope. So it doesn't register in my brain. But I also know that if I wished I had a vagina, I'd still know I don't. I'm somewhat self-aware. And I would go into the men's room. Unless I could twink out real nice. Like, you know, if you find out, there's been a couple of our friends have made out with what they found out later were dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Tip your cap. It's the same thing as Ohtani throwing fastballs to Trout. That's your best versus my best. I didn't know. You got me. Well done. You're a good kisser, dude. You got a nice Kim Petras, if she still had her wang.
Move it aside.
I'm scooting that thing over like it's a pig's tail, and I'm going in. Certain ones, you can just sit and go, nobody's even going to question it. It's the creepy beasts that wander in bearded that want to use the lady room. Yeah, stop it. Well, they'll pass that law here, too.
The Washington Redskins hogs.
What?
The Commanders hogs.
The old Redskins cheerleaders that were men. Hilarious. But if they tried to use the women's room, there would have been a reason to call the police. It's a little bit weird. And trust me, if we could get away with it, there was a time in my life where if they're like, look, if you dress up like a woman, you can use the ladies' room. I'd have done it a few times. I got to see what's going
just
on.
Because.
Yeah. So you can't open those doors. Sorry, trans, there aren't enough of you to make us all feel good about that. I was at a PETA jungle once where a dude came in a dress. There's that one Dennis Rodman looking one I've always talked about that's over on Camelback, about 6'9", dresses. Some of the nicest boots I've ever seen. I don't know where this dude gets his stuff.
But still out there?
That wandered into a ladies' room. Oh, yeah. If that thing wandered into a ladies' room and I was a woman, I'd be like, I'm getting out of here. Dennis Rodman just showed up dressed as a woman. I'm not comfortable.
I forget it was a couple of weeks ago at a restaurant, and it was definitely grandma and grandpa came in with the grandchild, but they were in a dress.
The baby?
The grandkid, which was an adult. So probably 25 or so.
Oh, okay. But it was a guy.
I was going to say it's a guy, yeah.
But you weren't sure?
No, I'm pretty sure. But he was definitely dressing. You know, he had a nice dress.
He was in girl clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. If it has a dick, can't use the ladies' room. Whenever there's a place that I have to pull my pants down, I want to make sure that everything's in order. Like, I don't want surprises in that room. You know? Period. I just don't. That's it. Ugh. Just go where your genitals tell you to go. That's it. No passing laws. It's unnecessary. And plus, the poor cops, like, they don't have enough to do. Now they got to go wander into the, sir, we know you're in there. I am a woman. Enough. Whatever. Please, for Christ's sake, just make my day easier. Whatever happened to the fastest between two points is a straight line. Can we just both get on the same page here so everybody goes home? Not make a federal case out of your dick being something you can't stand, and now suddenly that's society's problem. I hate my penis. All right, nobody needs to know that. This wouldn't have been an issue.
Just you want to order or not?
Right, you want your chicken or not? I just can't stand my dick. All right, is that a number two? What are you ordering?
Here's your Big Mac, pal.
Here's
Let's
your
go.
Big Mac. Here's your McDouble. It's all the billboards. Move on. Anyway, I just found it hysterical, and I want to know what happened to that puppy, but I actually don't. I really don't.
No, you don't.
I really don't want to know what happened to that puppy.
Just put it out.
Thanks for telling me that news. It's been living with me. Let's get a wake-up song and scream together, shall we? It's 585-9800. You give it to us, we yell it. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Morning sickness. 98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.